Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone line. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And double masking for the time being, as per some experts' recommendations, says this person on Twitter. You suggested earlier that I, you know, just a simple search for double masking on Twitter, and
this was actually Vin Armani's suggestion. I just passed it along to you, former Free Talk Live co-host who moved to Saipan last year. He's been just on it with some really interesting Twitter posts, and this whole double masking thing is truly like religious zealotry.
Yeah, I had to stop at this one and, you know, just share it with people on the air. But as per some experts' recommendations, doesn't even know why she's putting on two masks. Mm-mm. Just because, quote, some expert told her to. Truly, truly sad. But yeah, that's not really what we're talking about here tonight.
No.
I'm sure we'll get into it at some point. I want to get back to the Bundy story because I find that far more encouraging for the future of freedom than I do these idiots putting on two masks for some reason.
Somebody else did it, so they're going to do it too.
Yeah.
Some authority said so. So, okay. But anyway, the Ammon Bundy, I did check, by the way, we interviewed Ryan Bundy, which is one of the brothers of Ammon Bundy. So in the past, this was in 2014 after the wildlife, that was before the wildlife refuge situation, but after the Cliven Bundy standoff. So anyway, for listeners just tuning in, Ammon is the son of Cliven Bundy, and he's the guy who led the wildlife refuge situation in 2016 where, a couple dozen people occupied this federal property. And it was in the middle of the wintertime, so it wasn't like they took over an active, like, occupied site. It was shut down for the winter.
Okay.
And they took that over. And then, according to the story here at the Los Angeles Times, Bundy led this group in 2016 that seized the headquarters of the Malheur Refuge. Bundy was arrested during a traffic stop outside of the refuge and eventually tried on weapons and conspiracy charges. A militant who fled the stop was shot and killed. That man had a name. I forget what it was offhand, but they're just referring to him as a militant. The man who fled the stop was not a danger to anyone. He did not shoot at anyone, but the cops murdered him.
Right there? For running away?
That's correct. In a startling verdict in October of 2016, Bundy and other defendants were acquitted by jurors who found the federal prosecutors had failed to make their case.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an amazing verdict, a series of verdicts, more than one.
Is there some documentary about this? Because it sounds like something I'd want to watch.
Yeah, good question. I don't know. The family's aura of invincibility only grew when a judge declared a mistrial in a criminal conspiracy case against Bundy, his brother Ryan, who we interviewed, and their father for the 2014 Nevada ranch standoff, saying government lawyers had suppressed evidence. The cattle outside of Bunkerville, Nevada, continue to graze on public land despite more than $1 million in unpaid fees. Bundy kept a low profile back in Idaho, where he managed rental properties and restored vintage vehicles with his children. But the pandemic and resistance to the government telling people what to do set the stage for his return to activism. I love it. You can't keep a good activist down.
Nope.
You know, once you've stood up for freedom, you don't ever want to, like, cower again.
Yeah, once you've told the state no, you want to keep telling it no.
That's right. In March, because that is what freedom ultimately is the freedom to say no.
Yeah.
And be respected in your choice. Because we can say no and they'll put you in a jail cell, right? But in his case, he actually was able to say no, and they didn't put him in a jail cell because people on juries actually backed him up, which is amazing. So in March, he gathered several dozen supporters in a warehouse that he owns in Idaho. In his first public act, the group defied Republican Governor Brad Little's stay-at-home directive and held an Easter service for about 60 people. Now, by the way, at the same time, we were doing some public acts here in New Hampshire, and we have not gotten the same media coverage. Now, to be fair, we didn't have as many people.
Didn't we go to an Easter service?
Actually, you and I don't know if it was Easter, but we did go to a church service.
I don't remember when it was. No, it was too late in the year to be Easter.
But we did Nightcap. So that's when the governor here in New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, created his so-called stay-at-home order, we went out the same night.
the very night it went into effect.
That's correct.
We went out.
We were literally there a minute after it went into effect. Like, at the exact same time, we were out partying with open containers in Central Square, and we did it for 36 weeks in a row.
And the only reason we stopped is because it's like 7 degrees and 6 inches of snow everywhere right now.
Yep,
presumably when it's warmer, hopefully we won't have to return, but I'm sure Nightcap will return, if only because it was a good time.
It was a damn good time.
I went to one. It was fun.
That's right. Just one? Was it just the one?
I think just one.
Well, you'll have to come back to more because I suspect there will be a demand to bring it back this year. So anyway, in their first act, they went and held a church service, which again, people were being told not to do this. In the same month, police arrested Sarah Brady, an anti-vaccine activist, for allegedly trespassing during an anti-lockdown protest at a playground closed due to coronavirus restrictions. We've had something similar happen here. A lady in Concord was arrested, not at the playground, but later on, several months later, for taking her kids to a playground that was closed.
Why did they arrest her several months later, and what did they arrest her for? I don't recall.
I think it was disorderly.
Okay.
I think. Her name is Rochelle. She actually was at our New Year's Eve party.
Oh.
As a matter of fact. Yeah, okay. She was the one wearing the tie-dye shirt, and she was doing some dancing. So Bundy publicized the address of the officer who arrested Ms. Brady and led about 40 people to protest outside of his home, a tactic the governor called disgusting. But I fully support.
I mean, they picked up this lady at her home.
That's right.
The one we're talking about anyway.
Yeah. These government bureaucrats think that they should just be able to keep their jobs separate from their home lives. They think that we should respect the idea that they should have privacy in their family lives, in their personal homes, and so on and so on, that they're off duty after 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Look, I will allow that if their laws will stop going into effect when they're at home.
Right.
When they're like, oh, no, I'm not the governor now. I'm just chilling with my family now. Okay, then your laws don't apply right now.
Yeah, as soon as they stop arresting people in their homes, as soon as they stop ruining people's lives by arresting peaceful people for not harming others, then I will respect them and leave them alone in their homes.
They enter people's homes just when they get a piece of paper from themselves saying that it's okay.
Correct. Yeah, a man in a robe writes a piece of paper, and then men with guns come in and ruin people's lives. Shoot dogs, shoot innocent, peaceful people.
They shoot cats, too. Flashbangs
into cribs. They shoot cats.
I just looked that up since you're here, Aria. They shoot cats, too.
What possible threat is a cat to a human being?
Well, they've shot caged dogs before, so, I mean, what possible threat could that have been?
I'm not liking cops any more the more this discussion goes on.
So people's rights continue to expand, establishing hundreds of chapters that Bundy organized with the aim of being able to dispatch 10 protesters to a scene in 10 minutes, 100 in 100 minutes, and 1,000 in 1,000 minutes. He instructed each chapter to launch teams to train in secret for paramilitary operations to defend members from criminals or government agents. Or do I repeat myself? That line was not in the L.A. Times, but anyway, going on. In July, he led demonstrators to a public building in Idaho in a town called Caldwell, where they tried to barge into a meeting of officials who were discussing whether to impose a local mask mandate. "This is not your building," Bundy shouted as he shoved a man guarding the doorway. The meeting was canceled, though the health board eventually decided to recommend wearing masks in public. The next month, he and some supporters forced their way past state troopers into an Idaho State House gallery that was closed because of the pandemic.
How do they... That doesn't sound like reality. How do you force yourself past state troopers without getting arrested?
Well, police did arrest him twice in 2 days, finally wheeling him out of the building in an office chair. Charged with trespassing and obstructing officers, he was banned from the Capitol for a year. In November, people's rights members carrying tiki torches gathered in front of the Boise Mayor Lauren McLean's house to protest coronavirus health restrictions. Many of the roughly 30 demonstrators were not wearing masks, and several shouted opposition to a city call for residents to report businesses violating pandemic regulations. One woman yelled, "Snitches get stitches." Nice. Gotta love it.
Sounds like he's doing good work.
Yeah, there's more if you want it.
Absolutely. What do you think about the Bundys? It sounds to me like they're doing the right thing.
I support it. I haven't seen anything here that I disagree with so far.
So far, just about everything I've seen from Mormon activism has been just awesome.
True. They're also behind the gold backs, the Mormons.
That was one of the activist things I was thinking about.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is the call-in line. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Live. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian. And I assume the three of us are going to be at Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's decentralized, which means that no one is in charge, which means that everyone is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. Last year, it was epic. There was a rock concert. There was a poker tent that was active almost every night. Several party tents, if I remember correctly. It's a great place to be. Check it out at forkfest.party. There's an unofficial Telegram chat. There's an unofficial forum, forkfest.party, June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground. We'll see you there again. Forkfest.party is the website. Well, let's go to the phones. Apparently, some sports ball thing happened over the weekend. And
I heard about that.
And some people are really upset. Tell us about that, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, well, I heard earlier today that the most insane people, in my opinion, and I've been called about this for over a year on how insane the left has been becoming, they're really angry that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs over the weekend, and not because they like the Yucks, not because they think the Yucks are the better team, not because they support the Yucks in any measurable amount more than the Kansas City Chiefs, but only because Tom Brady, who is the quarterback, I guess, who at some point got traded to the Buccaneers, because he's white, and the quarterback for the Chiefs is black, and they're mad that the white quarterback beat the black quarterback. They're really offended about this.
Where are you seeing this? I haven't seen this.
Well, there's a Twitter storm that's been kicking up among some of the blue checkmark woke politic morons out there, including commentators like Lisa Hendricks and Michael Smith, Michael Holly, Deanna Vega.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
I wouldn't say that this reflects on all leftists. Just seems like you saw some crazy people talking on Twitter. Presumably there's black and white people on both teams.
Yeah, usually.
Right? I didn't say anything about race on both sides. But listen, but these are just some of the liberals that have been really angry and upset that the black quarterback beat the white quarterback. And by the way,
wait, the black quarterback beat the white quarterback, or the white quarterback beat the black quarterback?
Oh yeah, the white quarterback beat the black quarterback. Tom Brady. Okay. Yeah, that's the only reason they're mad about this. By the way,
see, I expected them to be mad about the lack of masks once the game was over.
This just makes me. I mean, sports to me is pretty mindless as is, but that makes it even dumber. Like for people to be arguing about sports because one guy has a skin color that they don't like. I mean, that's basically what you're talking about.
It seems like a small group of people. I haven't heard of this on my phone all day.
He said it was a Twitter storm, whatever that means.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. And by the way, I should say this too, because this is pretty insane.
To be fair, none of us are actively monitoring Twitter or watching Twitter feeds or anything like that.
No, I mean, I do go on Twitter on occasion while I'm on the toilet.
Where Twitter belongs.
Just to see what some people who haven't made the switch to Mastodon are still doing over there.
And by the way, I should say that I'm not the one who saw this on Twitter. The independent media is covering this already because of how much this is blowing up on Twitter. But these people are also mad because Tom Brady, four years ago, was seen with a MAGA hat in his locker, and they're angry because he wasn't canceled ever because of that. So he wasn't fired or canceled because he owns a MAGA hat, and that also was really upsetting to the liberals. And I just think this is insane.
I just can't even imagine being so upset over what other people do. You know, and what other people, you know, are spending their money on or spending their time on. I mean, these people obviously have nothing better to do. Maybe that's because they've locked themselves in their homes for the last year and they just don't, you know, have a life. They have nowhere to go.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't understand the obsession with other people's anything.
Well, keep in mind, these are all the brunch liberals, too. These are all the liberals that have everything handed to them on a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny, I think, because, you know, Jerome always calls in and talks about what a racist Donald Trump is and how he's been this really obnoxious, unpleasant and dividing racist over the past 4 years when he was the president. But it happens to be the liberals here that are mad that just a white guy beat a black guy. And I would really like to hear what Jerome has to say about that, because this isn't coming from Donald Trump. This is coming from inside.
You should call on a weekend. Jerome, I think, is exclusively a weekend radio listener. So he's probably not listening right now. What were you going to say, Bonnie?
I was just going to say, Turd Ferguson is really generalizing here. He's talking about all, I don't like any generalizing, and he's talking about all leftists as if they all are dumb enough to act like this. And I really don't think that there's a big problem of people talking about this, even if Twitter has some people being loud about it.
I'm not generalizing. I'm talking about really specific people here, and I even named off a couple of them specifically who are acting like a bunch of morons. And I just think
morons on Twitter.
Yeah, Turd, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks for the update.
You read off some names from people that I've never heard of who sounds like they're saying some pretty stupid things.
If you want to find morons on Twitter, just search for double masking.
Yeah, there are certainly plenty there.
I think it's more interesting that nobody's wearing masks in Tampa all of a sudden. I have a friend from Italy, and she lived in Italy all of 2020, but she just moved to Florida, and she posted a video of herself at like a club or like a bar in Tampa, like the night of the Super Bowl, and she was panning around the room. It was just a bunch of young people all really close to each other, dancing and talking and drinking, and none of them, like, there was like one mask in the entire video I watched.
I was stunned when I saw the ending of the Super Bowl, because we watched it at work, and the number of people not wearing masks in their booths and as they mingled and they, you know, celebrated with people after the game, it was encouraging to see so few people wearing masks. I remember remarking at that moment, I bet this is already going viral on Twitter from people complaining about the fact that they're not wearing masks. That's what I expected people to be upset about, not the fact that Tom Brady is white and the other guy was black. That is of no consequence whatsoever, except to people who obsess over race and people who obsess over people who obsess over race.
Yeah, I'm just rolling through here looking at people talking about double masking and how proud they are about it.
Definitely virtue signaling.
Yeah. Yep. Some of them are saying that it hurts their ears, but they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, because some expert said so.
I thought it was more comfortable.
Oh, no. Some are saying, you know, everybody's got a different opinion about it, but some of them are saying it is more comfortable to wear the double mask.
I mean, here's this one person, presumably just shopping, stops to take a selfie of herself and tags it double masking at the Best Buy.
Yeah, she just wants to show everybody.
Yes, there is no other point to this. I've never just been walking through the store and thought, now is a great time to stop and take a selfie.
Well, I do that.
Yeah, you're not double masking.
No.
What do you think about this virtue signaling? Maybe Turd is right. Maybe it's a problem, what these people are saying on Twitter. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101 Reasons Film.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 67-year-old is in custody in connection with an attack on a Minnesota health clinic. Gregory Ulrich is accused of opening fire and setting off bombs this morning at an Alina clinic in Buffalo.
We have had several calls for service regarding Mr. Ulrich dating back to 2003, both the Buffalo Police Department and the Wright County Sheriff's Office, so he's no stranger to law enforcement.
Wright County Sheriff Sean Derringer saying Ulrich was staying in a nearby motel, and there is worry about additional explosives in a room. At least five people were injured. The Senate's impeachment trial of former President Trump is moving forward, the upper chamber voting 56-44 to allow the proceedings to continue as the trial is considered constitutional. This is USA Radio News. The White House is defending a proposal to include making the minimum wage $15 an hour as part of the COVID-19 relief plan. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters 27 million American workers will get a raise with the passage of a wage hike. It comes after the recent nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office reported that 1.4 million Americans would likely lose their jobs, while 900,000 Americans would come out of poverty with the wage hike. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton previously ruled the lawsuit filed by the state of Texas was likely to prevail on its claims that the deportation moratorium violates federal law. The Biden administration arguing there needs to be a pause in deportations while his administration crafts new immigration law. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
But we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the call of line. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Bonnie. And we're talking about militias here, and then we got distracted with this nonsense about double masking on Twitter, because that's where you'll really see some stupidity, if that's what you want to see. And, of course, I do love looking at stupidity from the outside. But while we were doing that, I felt courageous and decided to search Twitter for triple masking, and I was not disappointed. There are plenty of people who have already started wearing triple masks.
Of course
masks.
They have.
And you think you...
It means they care three times as much.
Exactly. Vin Armani explains this rather well, as you found.
Yeah, Vin was the one who suggested searching for double masking in the first place. And as he points out on his Twitter, which is at Vin Armani, he says that double masking is a thing, helps you understand that you're dealing with a religious phenomenon. When masks become mandated, as they are in a lot of the United States right now and elsewhere in the world, wearing a mask is no longer a signal of Church of Woke membership. Therefore, the second mask must be added to signal willing participation. And indeed, when you see the people with the double masks, what you'll see in a lot of cases is that they will purposely wear contrasting masks. So they'll have like a white mask and then over top of a black mask or vice versa or something like that. That way you know that they're wearing two masks.
Yes, if they make it clear.
Right, because if they were wearing two of the exact same type of mask, you'd have to look kind of carefully. You'd have to really look at them to see if they were wearing two masks.
Somebody might not know how much they care.
Right, so it's important for them to signal that. And, yeah. So.
This person on Twitter says, I can't believe some of y'all aren't triple masking yet. This is
and this is serious, right?
Yes. These are people being totally serious. I've always been double masking, sometimes even triple masking. I prefer no masking.
I bet they weren't. I bet they've just been doing one mask, and they're like, I've always been triple masking.
It's distressing, but we are covering good news at the moment, or at least refreshing news. It isn't about crazy people. It's about people actually fighting for their rights and their freedoms.
Well, the people at the Los Angeles Times think that's crazy.
Well, of course they do, but they also think that, you know, wearing three layers of fabric over your face is a good idea.
Well, a politician said so therefore it must be true.
And some expert, according to this person on Twitter, said so.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to continue with Ammon Bundy?
Absolutely.
What's going on there? So, listeners just tuning in, we're talking about Ammon Bundy's new organization, and new as of the last year. He created it, I think, in March of 2020, called People's Rights. The website is peoplesrights.org. And to the Los Angeles Times credit, they did link to his website. So,
well, that was nice.
But now, you know, they've done everything they can to badmouth him since that point. But they're talking about how this organization has chapters all across the United States now. He is claiming as many as 50,000 members of this group. And the idea is that it's a group of people, maybe they don't all agree on everything, but they will come together to the defense, sort of the mutual defense of other people in their network when called upon. And we sort of liken this to Cell 411, which is an app that does similar things that hopefully we'll have some good news for you about later on this week. But just to bring you up to speed here. So back to the story here from the Los Angeles Times. They're talking about some of the activism that they've done over the last year, like going to the Boise mayor's house and protesting outside carrying torches. And there were a couple dozen demonstrators out there not wearing masks, shouting opposition to a city call for residents to report businesses for violating pandemic regulations. They also protested in the State House, where Bundy was twice arrested in 2 days there and is now banned from the Capitol for a year as a result of that.
Next what about the right of a citizen to petition, you know, their senators, their representatives, or whatever?
Doesn't matter. They'll ban you from wherever they want. In fact, they banned Footloose Frank, who was arrested at the governor's house, from coming back within 1,000 feet of the governor's house.
Really?
Yeah, as part of his bail conditions.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm. The next month, Boise Area Health Board shut down its own meeting after a county commissioner tearfully interrupted the proceedings to say she had to rush home because people's rights demonstrators were harassing her family. I actually saw this clip. It's pretty entertaining.
It's probably not them harassing her family,
no,
right?
It's just them protesting outside. She says, my 12-year-old son is home alone right now, and protesters are banging outside the door, she said.
Now, wow, and people didn't flip out that she left her 12-year-old home alone? I mean, I was staying at home by myself when I was 12 years old, but that's not acceptable in today's society.
I was staying at home at, like, 7.
Yeah, I was babysitting. I don't know how old at 12.
The interview last month held at a restaurant in Emmett, Idaho, where he lives, where masks are optional and few people wear them. Bundy defended his group's methods, saying the government and society are deteriorating, that courts are unjust, legislatures trample rights, and families allow the state to educate and influence their children. We can't disagree with any of that.
No, he's right.
People will need more and more to be able to find security, he said. And he said protests could achieve results much faster than lawsuits, citing a demonstration that his group staged at a June hospital, or at last June at a hospital in Olympia, Washington. Hospital officials at the time weren't allowing a couple to be with their newborn after the mother tested positive for the coronavirus. Quote, within an hour and a half, we had a couple hundred people there and a couple of thousand people coming. Once the hospital started to see there was literally a presence of people, they retracted their position, blamed it on the government's health department, and released the baby to the parents. Angela
Mott. That is effective.
Yep. A Providence St. Peter Hospital spokeswoman disputed the accuracy of Bundy's account, but said that the patient confidentiality prevented her from discussing the case. Asked whether hospital staff members were given a chance to explain their reasoning for isolating the baby, Bundy said no. He said, you don't get to take somebody's baby and think you have a side of justice. It was black and white. Last month at the hospital protest in Vancouver, Washington, Kelly Stewart, the people's rights coordinator for the area, narrated a live stream video on Bundy's YouTube account that ultimately attracted more than 70,000 views. The video shows a protester trying to pry open the locked double doors and a deputy spraying chemical irritant in his face. The protesters cheered when the hospital released Meyer, whose tearful daughter wheeled her out and helped her into a van. "Freedom," a man yelled. Stewart, a longtime Bundy compatriot, berated law enforcement for siding with the hospital instead of the protesters. She said that right-wing activists who joined Back the Blue rallies last summer and waved American flags with blue lines had been duped. Quote, "We're starting to learn you're actually the standing army our founders warned us against. They're just dangerous tyrants," she said. "We're having a blue line flag burning party tonight."
Yeah! Bravo!
Better late than never, for sure.
I love the, and I gotta say, credit to Richard Reed, the author here. That's a great way to end that story.
Oh, that's the ending.
That's the ending, that they're gonna burn the blue line flags.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's not a bad idea either, but I don't want to encourage the blue line flag people by buying them in order to burn them. But presumably they already had them because they were supporters.
Burning their own blue line flags in that case.
Which is awesome. That is a good ending story.
I hope they made video of that, too. That would have made a great video.
It's good to see that, you know, his activism is proving successful and that people are beginning to see the police for what they are, which are the enforcers of tyranny for the state. They're not anything else.
No doubt. And it's also good to see them using, as you mentioned earlier, the technology like Telegram and Signal. These are better than Facebook kind of organizing methods. They're not the best. They're still centralized. You know, Telegram is still a company. It's not a mega company like Facebook, but it's still a company. And they have taken down some chat rooms on their platform. So for the most safe form of chatting on the Internet, you got to go with the Matrix. You really need to look into, you don't have to use our server, but if you want to check it out, go to chat.freetalklive.com, and there's instructions, step-by-step instructions on how to connect to that server. And Matrix is decentralized, it's polycentric, meaning that there's different Matrix servers all around the globe. So if you've got somebody that knows what they're doing, like we do, like an IT guy, he can set that up for you. You can have your own server, or you can use one of ours. For instance, you can use our server and make your own chat room there if you want to.
It is cool technology. Yeah. You're right. They do use a lot of these technologies that are very familiar to libertarians. In addition to Telegram, in order to even sign up for the site, you have to have Signal. Because they have to send you a text message, and whatever it is that they do, it has to send you an encrypted text message. They won't. I assume you'll receive just garbage if you don't have Signal. And I like that feature.
Signal doesn't send texts anymore. They only use their network now, so you won't receive anything if you don't have Signal.
603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. We're going to move on here. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about AnyPay 2.0. It's here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using the Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, in those cases, your experiences will be smooth, but some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology. And the people behind those wallets need to hear from you, the wallet users. So visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay. And reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade.
I had a perfect payment today at the wonderful Taco Biondo in Hillsboro, New Hampshire.
I had one, two today, actually, from Mighty Moose Marts, the
nice
new convenience store here in Kane that accepts cryptocurrency.
And gives a 5% discount for people paying in crypto, which is awesome.
I also had a perfect payment at the Lucky Sevens Bar and Restaurant that now accepts cryptocurrency because I had them for breakfast.
Yeah, AnyPay makes it so easy.
They do. It's instant. I mean, oftentimes I see it.
And we're not just saying that because the founder just walked in. I mean, seriously.
No, that's completely unrelated. I mean, we say this every time we talk about AnyPay.
Indeed. Check them out. AnyPayInc.com.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got Mike calling from Dover. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to comment, the fellow that called in about the Super Bowl and all the reaction on social media.
About the people who are upset because Tom Brady is white and the other guy is black.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right. The racism, yeah, yeah. It reminded me how there was a fellow named Watts was Canadian. He dug in deep into the history and Aldous Huxley and those fellas. And the brainwashing, the media, the sports, is intended to be a distraction.
Oh, are you talking about 1984?
That would be Brave New
World,
I think.
No, long before that.
Oh.
Similar.
Alan Watts, he was Canadian. And he used to have a website, and he went over to England and read the history books, the books, not on the computer, read the books.
Isn't Alan Watts like a psychedelic guy?
Pardon me?
Isn't Alan Watts like a psychedelic sort of
thought? There's something
leader?
In the background there, Mike.
It's the same name, but a different person.
Different guy, okay. Well, there's no doubt that you know that the sports is definitely the part of the bread and circuses, right? To keep people distracted and keep them ignorant.
I don't know about that being the sole purpose of it. I mean, it's good to have some things that distract you from you know your daily life now and then. And I don't think that sports as an idea is necessarily bad.
Everybody's got to have a hobby. Everybody's got to have something to pass the time. You play video games when you get the time for it, or whatever. Everybody's got the thing that they do that ticks away the seconds until our inevitable demise. And sports is one of those things.
My dad loves sports. It's really cute.
Well, I did see that the Super Bowl is at the lowest ratings it has had in decades.
Yeah, I think
apparently
2005 was the last time it was this low.
I thought it was, I mean, they said decades.
Oh, really?
So I didn't look at the article. That was just the headline that I saw.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I didn't look at any articles about it either.
So that's good news for our caller there. If people are, if he believes that sports is the sort of opiate of the masses, then that means that fewer people are watching. At the very least, watching football. American football.
Mike, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, he needed to get his phone under control. It sounded like a little noisy there.
Yeah, I started hearing stuff in the background. I was like, yeah, I've got to put a stop to this.
Sorry about that.
So Rush Limbaugh is ailing, and so is the conservative talk radio industry. And I picked this because I know it's a topic that you love discussing, at least. I did not know, I was not aware that the talk radio industry is predominantly conservative.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So,
absolutely. There was a time in the aughts over a decade ago when the leftists tried to like do talk radio, and they launched a thing called Air America, and it sailed over like a lead balloon. I mean, it did not go very well. They had a bunch of money, like venture capital kind of investor types, and they ran out of money and shut down. There are probably no more than a handful of quote-unquote progressive talk stations broadcasting in America today, and we've been on a bunch of those stations.
They tend to be younger people, and younger people don't listen to the radio?
I mean, that could be a factor in it, but for whatever reason, there's just not a whole lot of money, I guess, in people being willing to sponsor those stations for some reason. I don't know why that is.
So Rush Limbaugh, the most successful talk radio host in history, is ailing, and so is the medium he helped revolutionize over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Faced with aging and shrinking audiences, competition from newer technologies, and financial problems for the biggest station owners, talk radio is in decline, both as a business and a political force. Once the leading platform for popularizing conservative candidates and policies, talk radio is now on the verge of becoming background noise, drowned out by a cacophony of voices on podcasts, cable TV, and social media.
Who's writing this story?
MSN.com. Okay. Do you find them to be exaggerating?
Well, I mean, I find it to be an exaggeration that talk radio was ever any kind of a motivational thing, or I forget the word they used there, that suggested that it was once this great organizational thing. And I think that a lot of talk show hosts want to make themselves seem like they're that big of an influence, but I don't think they are. They're just people who talk on the radio.
Yeah.
And they have opinions, and they want to believe that people will, like, follow them or whatever, but I don't think there's any real evidence for any of that.
The format's crisis comes as its biggest star is battling to stay on the air. Indeed, he's battling for his life. Limbaugh, 70, has been frank about his struggle with what he said last year's advanced lung cancer.
He was a smoker for a long time, from what I understand.
His uncertain future confronts the talk radio business and conservatism generally with the prospect of losing its most galvanizing figure. Since leaping from a local station in Sacramento to nationally syndicated stardom in 1988, mm-hmm. Limbaugh has been the bullhorn behind every important conservative initiative, from the Contract with America in the mid-90s to the Tea Party movement of the Obama era to the ascent of Donald Trump. Now, the Contract with America, I've heard about this before. Wasn't this like where conservative Republicans mm-hmm. pledged to be conservative? And then they didn't, and then they made a new pledge sometime in the 2000s to do the same thing?
It sounds vaguely familiar, and yeah, surprise, the politicians told you a lie. And Rush Limbaugh is, you know, all along the way making excuses, I'm sure, for these people. I mean, there's no doubt that Limbaugh deserves a lot of credit for essentially being sort of the granddaddy of talk radio in its current form. So he definitely deserves that credit.
The article makes it sound like he's responsible for from the shift. Like, originally, you had to pay to get a show on your radio station. And it sounds like, according to this article, that he was the one who came up with the idea of, oh, no, we can just sell them airtime, and they can have the show for free if they will run it.
No, Rush Limbaugh is actually one of the few paid shows, meaning that stations actually pay Rush Limbaugh, whereas 99% of talk shows out there do not get paid from the stations they're on. We're on 190 radio stations over the entire week here on Free Talk Live, so that's how many stations carry the show.
Right.
And they do not pay a dime to air Free Talk Live, and that's true for almost every show that they've got on the air, unless they've got Rush, in which case then they're paying based on their market size. So larger markets pay more for Rush than smaller markets do. Basically, they're going to pay about as much as they would pay a local talk show host to do that slot.
Okay.
So Rush is a insanely expensive show.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Early in the coronavirus pandemic, Limbaugh told listeners that the virus was no worse than the common cold and that the news media had weaponized the crisis to hurt Trump. He floated the fringe theory that the virus was created in a Chinese laboratory as a bioweapon. A few weeks before the November election, he devoted 2 hours of his program to a worshipful Trump interview. After Trump lost, he amplified the president's lies about voter fraud and at one point suggested that conservative states might secede from the union.
And then walked that back.
Of course he did, because he's a coward.
Yeah, the next day.
Trump, for his part, awarded Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom during the State of the Union speech last year. And it goes on with a little bit about Trump Limbaugh here. I said Trump Limbaugh, Rush Limbaugh, that isn't super important. But conservative talk radio's foremost problem isn't so much how many people are listening as who. The audience that grew up with Limbaugh is now quite gray, largely people 65 and older. Fewer than 8% of those who regularly listen to talk radio are 25 to 54, according to Nielsen's research. Meanwhile,
really?
Yes. Meanwhile, plain old AM-FM radio, the primary medium for talk programs, is rapidly losing ground to newer technologies such as satellite radio, streaming audio, and podcasts. Only 50% of those surveyed by Edison Research last year listed terrestrial radio stations as their first listening choice in a car. The shift makes someone like comedian Joe Rogan, a libertarian, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
With a hugely popular podcast, quote, The Next Rush Limbaugh.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's a fascinating evolution of media here, and we're living it. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Are we irrelevant? This is Free Talk Live.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.